All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Keeling's Corner. I'm back with Mikey here today. Mikey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, I'm doing all right too. The Yankees finally won a World Series game, so it's always you know, fun rather than losing and getting swept.
Yeah, but good thing you didn't get swept.
I'll tell you what, the Yankees could be the first team to ever come back down 3-0 in a World Series. It would certainly be a monumental, accomplishment if they were able to do it. But they're in prime position to certainly force a Game 6 with Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight. By the time this is coming to you, actually, if there is a Game 7, the Game 7 will be being played Saturday night. So that's something to look forward to. Hopefully, you know, that happens. If it doesn't happen, well, it was a good run for the Yanks. They, if you ask me, they overachieved to where I thought that they weren't going to be that good. You know, they have the high payroll. They have, you know, some of the big names out there, but I just never thought they were a good fundamental baseball team. Clearly, they're not. They don't know how to run the bases. Volpe didn't score from second on a ball that was hit off the wall yesterday. They struggle a lot at basic baseball. Yeah. Mookie Betts put on a clinic in right field yesterday where if, you know, Soto was in right field, they're getting triples out of it. And so it's nuts, and it's crazy how much better of a player, a fielder, Mookie Betts is than Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah. That's Soto's main problem. He's an amazing hitter, but
terrible. Baseball's not just one side. It's not one-sided. You know, you got to be able to do, you know, everything. You got to be able to field. You got to be able to hit. And if you can't do that, well, you're going to be in big trouble. He's still going to get $600 million, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Teams are still going to pay him no matter what. But I'm looking forward to the game tonight. I think the Yankees have a real shot at winning. Gerrit Cole makes a lot of money. I think he's hurt, but he's pitching through it. So if you're going to pitch, you got to perform.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of money. So come through tonight. Who do you think is going to win tonight?
I think the Yankees will get it done.
You think the Yankees get it done? So you have the Dodgers winning in six?
Yeah, I think
Dodgers in six. On Fernando Valenzuela's birthday.
That's like...
So it's kind of...
Perfect.
Yeah, it's set up, you know, pretty nicely for them. But the Yankees win tonight. The pressure's on the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
So the Yankees are playing free baseball right now, and the bottom of the lineup started hitting yesterday. So if Judge can come around at all...
I mean, they'll win the series if Judge can start hitting.
I know, but he hasn't started hitting it ever.
People are talking about Judge. Otani's been a complete ghost in the World Series.
Absolutely, but the thing is, they're winning.
Yeah.
So no one's going to talk about it. If the Yankees would have won Game 1, the Yankees would be up 3-0 in the series right now.
Yeah.
If not 3-0, 2-1. Not including last night. I'm taking last night out of it. Because going into Game 4.
Yeah, the Dodgers got punted that game for some reason.
What, last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to.
They're throwing all these bum relievers in.
You have to. It's not an important game. You don't want to risk losing with your important players on the mound and then risk not having them for, you know, today.
Yeah, I mean, he did the same thing in the Mets series, and hey, it worked out for them.
Well, the stakes are a little bit higher here. This is the World Series, so you know you want to get it done as quick as possible. But I do understand the move. I'm happy that Boone was going to leave Luke Weaver in to close the game yesterday before, you know, the Yankees put up a ton of runs in the bottom of the eighth. So I'm happy with the way that turned out. Real quick before I'd like to close with baseball and get opinions and everything like that, closing thoughts on baseball before the show ends. But I want to switch over to basketball really quick. I just want to say the Knicks stink. I want to say it's pretty obvious now. They're 1-2. They're going to be 1-3 tonight. Jalen Brunson, not the same player. Karl Anthony Towns is a bum. Okay. Bridges can't shoot, so the Knicks are done. The Nets going to take Cooper Flagg with the Knicks pick.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just how it's going to work out.
Yeah,
right?
No,
don't you agree?
No. Knicks are going to be the 2 seed by the end of the season.
The Knicks are going to be the 2 seed.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I was just joking. Clearly, they're not going to be that bad. The Nets aren't going to get Cooper Flagg with the Knicks pick. But the Knicks certainly do not look good right now. So something needs to happen. Something needs to change. I don't know what it is. But I get it's only 3 games.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you fall to 1-3 tonight and lose to Miami, there's going to be birds chirping in that locker room. Okay, we know Towns doesn't have the best history with Tom Thibodeau. If I had to guess, I would say Thibs doesn't make it through the season.
They just got to give Towns more shots. He's shooting 66% from three. And
well, that's
like
the problem. That's
year.
The problem. There's too many people there now. You're running into.
Yeah, I think they got to run more of a 2-game with Brunson and Cat.
I agree, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that because teams usually don't make the right adjustments. So I have no reason to believe that the Knicks are going to make the right adjustments and start running a pick and roll with Jalen Brunson or a pick and pop with Brunson and Towns. I
mean, there's no reason why Campaign has like 10 more 3-point attempts than Cat does. Like that's a joke.
Yeah, it is. It's embarrassing, but it's the problem is that Campaign's trying to be that shooter on the team that the Knicks traded away in Dante DiVincenzo. So it's troubling that they don't have that 3-point shooter anymore. Teams need that 3-point shooter. Like, I don't know. It's hard. It certainly
Dante's
is.
Dante's actually been struggling this year. You seen his stats?
Yeah, well, I mean
it's
a different. It doesn't matter. It's a different situation, yeah. And he fit with the Knicks. He was comfortable with the Knicks. I mean, they got demolished yesterday against the Mavericks, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty close at the end.
Yeah, it was, but it was, but the Mavericks won the second half.
They should have won.
The Mavericks won the second half of a back-to-back.
And Clay?
All right. Clay only had, like, 7 points.
Yeah, he shot, I think, 1 for 7 from three. He had a bag. Him and Luka both shot, like, under 40% from
three. Yeah, well, it certainly was not a good game for them, and they still winded up winning. The Nets are going to be a lot better than people thought.
Yeah.
The Nets still have NBA players on their team. They're not just going to be a walkover team like everyone thought they were going to be. Hopefully they are. Hopefully they wind up trading people away so the Nets can get Cooper Flagg. I don't know if that's going to happen at this point. They should have won last night. They didn't. They should be 2-2. They're not. I'm happy in a way that they lost, but I just have a feeling that this team is going to come close to winning 30 games, and that's troubling for me as a Nets fan because I really don't want that. Just think this year and get Cooper Flagg. I mean, Duke destroyed Arizona by 53 points in their preseason game.
You know, Cooper Flagg was like a problem.
Cooper Flagg is an absolute stud.
Yeah.
All right. Now, on the football. I was very, very, well, like I was saying the other day, I think I wanted to be wrong when it came to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields in the sense that I wanted the Steelers to have a quarterback for the next 10 years. That was good. So I was really, really pushing hard for Justin Fields, and I was letting that get in my way of logically thinking. Russell Wilson threw 26 touchdowns last year to 8 interceptions and ran for 3. So he was a solid quarterback last year. He's a Super Bowl winner. I'm pretty sure he has an MVP.
Nah, he actually never got a vote.
That's nuts.
Yeah, no. He's been great for years.
Well,
he's a
Super Bowl MVP, and he's had some amazing seasons. So I let me wanting a quarterback for the next 10 years blind me over the fact that Russell Wilson could be the Steelers quarterback for the next 3 years and be very, very good and potentially bring them Super Bowl. I mean, he looked really, really good outside of the first quarter. For the last 7 quarters that he's played as a Pittsburgh Steeler, he has looked sharp. You know, there's some throws in there that I want to chalk up to Russ because he hasn't played in a while.
Yeah.
He seems to be throwing the ball into the floor a lot on certain throws, which is just like, I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. I don't know if he's physically not able to do it. But when it comes to his deep ball, his deep ball is still one of the best in football. That throw to George Pickens, 43 yards in the air in between two Giants. I mean, that was a thing of beauty. That was beautiful. They had 2 touchdowns called back due to a face mask and due to George Pickens only getting 1 foot in twice. That offense, they put up a lot more points than the score sheet said.
Yeah.
The Steelers are legit contenders. Definitely contenders to win a playoff game or two. And if they can find a way to add a receiver at the deadline, they can win the Super Bowl.
And they're a type of team you don't want to run in the playoffs. Great defense, good offense.
Exactly. You know, yes, the Steelers give up a lot of yards, but they don't give up points.
Yeah,
They don't give up points.
Also, T.J. Watt's a game wrecker.
T.J. Watt's a beast.
One play can get a strip sack touchdown.
Yep, one play could be a strip sack, and if the Steelers have finally the Steelers feel like a real offense again, that was the biggest thing. The biggest thing was, can you go down and score when you have to score? I feel like they can right now. Najee Harris has 3 100-yard rush games back-to-back-to-back, first time in his career that he's done that. He's running like he really wants that new contract, so I'm very impressed with the Steelers' offense. Mike Tomlin, I tip my hat to you. Even though I still think that Justin Fields can do all the same things that Russell Wilson's doing in this offense, I don't think you let him do it.
Yeah.
I don't think you called the plays for him to be able to do that. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I just feel like Fields didn't have the same, you know, type of trust that, you know, Wilson has. And you know what? Maybe by fair measure, because Russ is a 35-year-old Super Bowl MVP. He knows what he's doing. If he's going to take a shot and give his receiver a chance, he's playing his game and he's feeling his game. He's not going to just say, oh, this is supposed to be a 5-yard out, I'm just going to throw it right away. No. He's going to say, oh, it's supposed to be a 5-yard out, but I know I have a deep route, so I'm going to check all my options first rather than just going, boom, straight down. I'm Super Bowl MVP. I've been in this league for a long time. I know what I'm doing. I trust myself. I trust my receivers. And that could just be what's going on here. So, there's a couple of big trades. Deontay Johnson to the Ravens.
For nothing.
For virtually nothing. Granted, I believe he is a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty nuts that he's back in the AFC North. Steelers did not end good things on good terms with him, so Steelers play Baltimore twice the rest of the way. That should be fun. Adam Thielen needs to be moved. Darius Slayton needs to be moved. You know, we're all expecting that to happen before Tuesday's deadline. I'm a little concerned as a Steelers fan because I don't think that, you know, literally any receiver would help. Any receiver's better, like, as an upgrade, whether it's Mike Williams, you know, I would even throw a name out there like Cortland Sutton. But I think a name to look at after Sunday, or even before Sunday, but more after Sunday if his team loses, is Tyreek Hill.
He does not seem happy.
Tyreek Hill does not seem happy. He's, you know, not a spring chicken anymore. They're 2-5. They lose this week, they'll be 2-6. Tua's got a lot of question marks. If I'm Miami, I'm looking to move him. And truthfully, if not him, Waddle. I'm looking to get something back for some of these receivers if we're not going anywhere this year. And I'm looking to rebuild that offense and that team. I might even let McDaniel go because what he did is just atrocious
Even
Tua.
Fully healthy, I mean, I don't even think they're – I mean, they could be a playoff team, but I don't think they're –
No, they're not a Super Bowl team.
They
weren't
a playoff
game. No, they weren't last year either. Tua can't play in cold weather. It's very simple, because if the Steelers got Tyreek Hill, forget about it. I would make them the Super Bowl favorites if they got Tyreek Hill. If I am the Miami Dolphins, I am calling up the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm saying, give me a second-round pick. Give me a second-round pick and maybe Calvin Austin. Second-round pick and Calvin Austin for Tyreek Hill. I don't know who would say no.
Yeah.
Probably the Steelers, because they're dumb when it comes to that, but... Oh, man, you really want to go after it with a 35-year-old quarterback who's probably got 3 years, two prime years left in him, who's probably getting a contract at the end of the offseason, if he keeps playing the way he is? You go out and you get Tyreek Hill, because that's a game-changing guy right there.
How do you feel about Odell, also in Miami?
Nah, I mean, maybe. Maybe. I mean, it's better than what we have, but he's always hurt.
Yeah.
So maybe.
You don't really know how much he has left either.
Exactly. You don't really know how much he has left. The guy I'm looking at, you know, Cooper Kupp, but I think the Rams could be the best team. The Rams could win the Super Bowl if they're fully healthy. Like, I feel like Stafford and that offense is that good.
Yeah.
They're just not, they just haven't been healthy. You know, they were in it with Detroit week one before all their guys got hurt.
I look at Detroit.
Detroit's the second best team in football.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like they're the powerhouse of the NFL, which is true, but until Mahomes loses and until the Chiefs don't win, the Chiefs are the best team in football and they're the team to beat. But when it comes in terms of powerhouses, the Lions, it feels like they destroy every team that they play. Kansas City, on the other hand, they seem to play close games, which is a benefit to them because once, you know, January and February come around, you want a team that's battle-tested, that knows how to stick together during, you know, when times get tough, and they're able to, you know, squeak out close games, which is why the Steelers are blowing teams out right now, it feels like, in the past 3 weeks. Okay, the Steelers have a tough schedule coming up. They play Washington and Baltimore coming out of the bye. Those are going to be two really, really good games. I'm looking forward to those games. If I'm the Giants, I hear the thing with Daniel Jones. He's got the injury thing in his contract where if he gets hurt, it's guaranteed, right? So they said he's their quarterback. If I'm the Giants, I'm punting.
The season's pretty much over.
Yeah, the season's over. Same thing with the Jets. Steelers should get on the phone and call the Jets about Devontae Adams.
I mean, that'd be crazy if they swing him again.
They're not good.
Yeah.
I was reading something.
If I'm Adams, I probably want to leave too.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading something that they might rest Aaron Rodgers soon.
But the thing is, though, if he goes for less than what they traded for, the GM
they're already a joke. They're already a joke. Like, they're already the laughing stock of football, if you ask me.
Do you think they should clean house after this?
Yeah, they should trade Wilson. They should get rid of the coaches. The entire coaching staff should be wiped clean. They should get rid of the GM. They should get rid of everybody. Just wipe clean, start over again. I know it's crazy, but they have to do it again. Okay, they have to use. I mean, they don't have a second round, a third round pick now this year because they traded for Adams. Okay, they. I would literally trade Garrett Wilson. I would trade Devontae Adams. I would call. I don't know. I would even call teams about Aaron Rodgers.
Thing is, I don't know if Rodgers. I think he's done after the year.
Yeah, he might. He very well might be. He very well might be, and he's going to leave the Jets organization in a very bad spot. And,
yeah, because what, do you draft a guy or you sign someone?
This just hurt his career. Like, this hurt his legacy as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets and being this bad with this team.
Tried to pull a Brady.
They tried to pull a Brady, and he's just not Brady. No one is. No one's Tom Brady. What Russell Wilson is doing for the Steelers is what the Jets thought they were going to get
with
Aaron
Rodgers. Even Kirk Cousins. What Kirk Cousins
but again, Kirk
Atlanta.
Cousins, 36. You know, he's younger. Aaron Rodgers, 40.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Wilson could still be in his prime. Cousins could still be in his prime. Like, think about how good Aaron Rodgers was at 35 and 36.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the best. He was an MVP. He went back-to-back MVPs. So there's a big difference between 40 and 35 and 36. You know,
especially after Achilles tear?
Exactly. And Cousins tore his Achilles at 35.
Yeah.
He's back now. Cousins has three prime years left. Wilson has three prime years left before, you know, sometimes quarterbacks just fall off the face of the planet. We saw with Manning. Okay. The only person it never happened to, it happened to Ben. Happened, well, Eli is a different story. You know, even Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan never really completely, like, fell off, but out of nowhere, he just wasn't, you know, good like, that guy anymore.
That's,
you know,
lips changed.
Exactly. So it's like, all right, that's going to happen eventually, but it's not happening right now for these guys. So the Falcons are in a good spot. The Steelers are in a good spot. The Jets are not. Jets need to, I don't know. I don't know what quarterback they're going to get in the draft, but we know they're going to be taking one.
Yeah.
Whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Quinn Ewers or whoever, Cam Ward, whoever.
I mean, Jets haven't looked like a real team in years. I just feel like the team
doesn't
like
haven't.
Each other.
No, they haven't. No, how could they? Either the offense is good or the defense is good, and the opposite of it, the defense or the offense stinks when one or the other one is good. The Jets had a historic defense last year, and their offense this year, last year, was atrocious. Not for nothing. Wilson was, like, better with Zach Wilson than he was with Rodgers.
They're scoring more points, turning the ball over less.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Aaron Rodgers seems disinterested. If I'm the Jets, you know, this is completely different than, like, a Kevin Durant situation because Kevin Durant was still playing at a high level.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, I would like, forget about him. Like, that's it. Like, Rodgers, you're done. You're not getting any more wishes. We got rid of our head coach. Our defense stinks now because he was our defensive-minded guy. Okay, we got rid of a third-round draft pick to bring in your wide receiver. The offense, you haven't won a game. You haven't won a game since Saleh's been fired. Okay, we brought in Nathaniel Hackett for you to run the offense. The offense stinks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how long do you keep listening to this guy and keep following by his rules? You don't. Truthfully, if I'm the Jets, I know you invested a lot, right? And I know it sounds crazy, but you're going nowhere with Rodgers right now this year. The only thing Rodgers can do is hurt you from getting a draft pick. I'm either trading him, cutting him, or benching him. I'm not playing Aaron Rodgers again. Rodgers would not step.
He looks completely disinterested in playing.
Exactly. He looks completely disinterested.
Before the season started, he wanted to, what, run for vice president or something?
Who the hell? Who knows what Aaron Rodgers does? Okay, he still goes on podcasts and he talk on the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah.
And he's acting like he's still like this great guy when he's just not anymore. He's not that quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not. He's an average NFL quarterback, and the only thing he can do for the Jets organization is screw them out of getting a top pick in this year's draft. If the Jets lose this week and they don't move on to 3-6, if they fall to 2-7, I am not playing Aaron Rodgers the rest of the year. It can only hurt my organization. It cannot help it.
And this is a must-win. Like, Texans are out. They're top two receivers.
Yeah, they played in prime time.
Yeah.
Right? Right? It's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah, so it'll be very, very interesting. If they don't, it's in New York, I believe. If the Jets do not win tomorrow, Aaron Rodgers should not step field at MetLife again for the rest of his career.
I mean, they should get Tyrod a shot anyway. I mean, he's been solid in his career.
Yeah, well, at this point, though, you have to just punt it. You have to get a good quarterback. Like, but you can't miss this time. If you're the Jets and you have a top three pick this year, you can't miss. Like, Sam Darnold is good now because he's not with your organization. That is just a jinx, okay? Zach Wilson, it was a miss. You cannot miss this time around.
Yeah.
If you have a top five pick, you cannot strike out. If you take Cam Ward, he better be C.J. Stroud. If you take Sanders, he better be Jaden Daniels. Like, whoever you take better be the guy, because he cannot be a bust, because you're going to lose a ton of fans.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's year after year after year. I mean, when was the last time that they were in the playoffs? And, like, I think it was 2010 when they played the Steelers.
Which is crazy.
Which, like, is absolutely nuts, because that's almost 15 years ago. The fans have had nothing but terrible first-round draft picks to root for.
Yeah.
You know, you try bringing in Brett Favre. Didn't work. Now you're trying to bring in another Packers quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and it's not working.
Yeah.
It's time to punt it away. It's time to just start over. I would clean GM. I would clean everybody. Everybody would be off my team. Hassan Reddick, out the door. Like, Hassan Reddick's a joke. Yeah. Well, the Jets are a joke for not paying him. He's part of the reason why you are where you are right now. The Jets can't tackle on defense.
And now they're playing a guy that hasn't practiced in what? How long?
Yeah,
over a year.
I know it's they're the joke of the NFL. There's a lot of bad NFL teams. The Jets are the joke of the league. You know, the Panthers.
They're expected to be bad.
Exactly, the Panthers just stink.
Yeah,
the Jets were after week three, they were 2-1, right?
Something like that.
Something like that. They were 2-1, and everyone thought after that, after when Rodgers was great on Thursday Night Football against New England. Right? He looked like prime Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's picking apart the defense. His eyes were amazing. Everyone thought they were Super Bowl contenders. They haven't won a game since. So, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
You have some really bad losses. And not for nothing, though. It's not all Aaron Rodgers' fault.
Yeah.
All right. Greg Zuerlein.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all the people that Aaron Rodgers has gotten out of New York because of, what is Greg Zuerlein still doing on the team?
Well, they did just put him on the IR.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It's 2 weeks too late. They should have three more wins.
Yeah.
If their kicker was good. Think about it. This is a completely different conversation if they have a real kicker. Okay? A completely different conversation. They beat Denver. Denver's not 5-3. Okay? Because they would have won in the rain game at MetLife. Okay? And they would have won this past week.
And Salah's probably still the coach.
That's right. Salah's probably still the coach. They would have beat Buffalo if they had a kicker. They would be in a very good spot, in a much different spot. So, is it all to blame for Rodgers? No. Personally, because of where they are right now, they're not winning the Super Bowl this year. Rodgers can only hurt your team. Not that Rodgers isn't the best chance to get them to win. It is. Okay? But if I'm looking at my organization and I'm looking at it over the next 3 years, what gives me a better chance to win? Not playing Aaron Rodgers the rest of the year and getting a top draft pick and taking potentially the next CJ Stroud or Jaden Daniels, or punting on the season. I mean, or keeping Rodgers in, having him win 7 games. Because he will. He will get the 7 wins. He'll win 5 more the rest of the way. Not having that top pick and then being in nowhere man's land come March. You know, I'd rather be the Giants.
Oh yeah.
Giants know they're gonna stink right now the rest of the way. They know they're gonna have to take a quarterback. Their defense is very solid, okay? I would rather be the Giants right now. Those are the New York teams.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a Steeler fan.
Yeah, I mean, they're a playoff team, so yeah, I probably would too.
No, but only this year, not over the past 4 years. They were a playoff team the past 4 years that couldn't do anything. Now they can do something.
Yeah.
Omar Khan, con man, con artist, go out and get Tyreek Hill. Go out and get Cooper Kupp.
They definitely got to make a move.
They got to go make a move, because if they don't make a move, I'm going to be very disappointed. Very disappointed. You have a team right now that can win the Super Bowl this year with T.J. Watt. He's not getting any younger. Okay? You have Russell Wilson, 35. Not getting any younger. Go out. Get the guy. Win the Super Bowl. Or at least be there. Be there. Lose in a shootout. 30-25. 30-28 in the playoffs. Do that. Christmas Day. Steelers play Kansas City. That could be for the
That's
one seed.
Game, yeah.
That could be for the one seed if things are continuing to shape out the way they are. I don't want to get too ahead of myself here. But it's exciting if you know you're a Steeler fan. Even the Eagles are playing good. So a lot of the Philadelphia teams. That's what I wanted to talk about for basketball, too. Joel Embiid, Paul George. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are you guys doing?
I think Paul George is genuinely hurt from that.
I don't know what's going on with Joel Embiid.
I don't know.
I just don't. I truthfully, I don't even know if he wants to play. At this point, I don't know. A guy that comes out and says, "Oh, I'm not playing anymore back-to-back for the rest of my career."
The rest of his career, not playing, what, 20 games a year?
Yeah, that's nuts. I wouldn't want that guy on my team. I don't know how you pay him.
Yeah.
How do you pay him that much money to not play a quarter of the season? You got to be nuts. They don't look good.
And, like, that's also assuming, like, now you probably won't have home territory in the playoffs. Like, what?
They're not going to be. They're not going to be a top four.
Four seed.
Not going to happen.
They look bad now too. Like,
they really do. All right. Well, we're running out of time, so we're going to get to our picks of the week.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want to make your picks, go to foxsportsnewjersey.com, sign up with your email, and make your picks. So we're starting off Thursday night. We got Houston and New York, the Jets.
I think the Jets win this game.
You think the Jets win this game?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Jets lose. I'm going to say it all falls apart. It all falls apart on Thursday night for the Jets in primetime.
So what
on
type
Halloween.
Of game do you think that'll be? Like high scoring, low scoring?
I could see the Texans blowing them out, without Diggs and Collins.
Okay.
I could see that happening. Probably high scoring, if I had to guess. I'm probably going to be wrong there, but if I had to guess. Broncos, Ravens.
I got the Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens, too. Raiders, Bengals.
I think the Bengals will win. I think they're playing for the playoffs. They got to start winning.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Bengals win, too. Patriots, Titans.
I'll take the Patriots. They don't look so bad.
I'm going to go Tennessee at home. Saints, Panthers.
I'll take the Panthers in this game.
Wow, it's a 7-point spread. That's crazy. Why is that so high? That's so weird to me.
Who they got winning the Saints?
I would have if the spread wasn't 7. That's scary. The Panthers are going to blow them out.
Oh, they got the Panthers blowing them out?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's... Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
The Saints are minus 7. I'm sorry.
I was
looking at it wrong. I was about to say, why?
Oh, I think Carr is playing this week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I will
so
put my pick.
I'm going to take the Saints.
Yeah.
Whether he plays or not. Cowboys, Falcons.
I'll go the Falcons.
I'm going to go Falcons as well. Dolphins, Bills.
I'll go the Bills.
I'm going to go Buffalo. Miami's going to be 2-6. Tyreek Hill on the trade block. Chargers, Browns.
I'll go the Browns.
I'm going to go Chargers. Commanders, Giants.
Commanders.
Low spread. I'm going to go Commanders, too. Unless Daniels doesn't play, then I'll go Giants. Jaguars, Eagles.
I'll go the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles. Bears, Cardinals.
I'll go the Cardinals.
Okay, I'm going to go the Cardinals as well. Actually, no, I'm going to go the Bears. Rams, Seattle.
I'll go the Rams.
I'm going to go L.A. as well. Detroit, Green Bay. I'm taking
Detroit.
The Packers. The Lions. I'm taking the Lions. Colts, Vikings.
Go the Vikings.
I'm going to go the Vikings as well. Actually, I'm going to say the Colts.
Okay.
And the Vikings fall to 5-3. Joe Flacco running the team. Buccaneers, Chiefs.
Buccaneers, Chiefs.
Taking
I'll
the
go
Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. All right, Mikey. Well, that wraps up our picks for the week. Real quick before we end the show here, are you sure that you have the Dodgers winning in 6 games?
I'm not sure of it. I'd rather it go to 7. That'd be pretty cool.
If the World Series goes to 7 games, the New York Yankees will win their 28th World Series championship.
Yeah.
They will have their World Series title because all the pressure will be on.
I don't think the Dodgers will let it get 7. I think Ohtani will finally wake up game 6.
I don't think it will be Ohtani that does it. I think it'll continue to be Freeman, and I think it'll come down to the Yankees not having a good enough bullpen.
Yeah.
And not hitting. The Yankees don't hit. But I think it'll come down to as the Dodgers lineup will see these guys way too much.
Yeah.
And they'll just be on to them and they'll hit them. But I think the Yankees win tonight. Anything can happen the rest of the way after that.
Okay.
So one game, one inning, one pitch at a time. The New York Yankees, by the time this is coming to you, I really hope there's a game 7. And next week we could talk about the Yankees and I'm at the parade and it's just all fun and happy. All right, Mikey, I'm going to end the show here. You got any last words?
No.
All right. So, this has been another episode of Keeling's Corner. Go Yankees, and we'll see you next week. Keeling's Corner, out.